Hello, thank you for calling Podcast Phone. For Barely Podcasting, press 1.
Hi, this is Barely from Barely Podcasting Podcast.
Congratulations, you have selected the Barely Podcasting Podcast. The Barely Podcasting Podcast is barely funny.
Blah, blah, blah.
Barely provocative.
Blah, blah, blah.
And barely spontaneous.
So that's what I've been doing at work, trying to match my voice to the sound of the drills and the pressure things and all the gadgets and gadgets.
What? Oh, sorry. Sometimes funny, sometimes provide. Oh, my bad. The Barely Podcasting Podcast is
sometimes funny. Sometimes provocative.
I'd like being without any clothes on, first of all.
But don't take my word for it.
Hey, this is Random from Sturgeon's Law, and you're entirely listening to Barely Podcasting.
And now, your host who's barely just arrived, Barely!
Hi, and welcome to the Barely Podcasting Podcast. This is your host, Barely, as that was just mentioned. And this is episode number 26. Three away, folks, from my lucky episode. Of course, no one's sending any congratulations or anything, so I'm just probably going to be sitting around on episode 29 going, yay, it's 29, woo, and looking like a complete dork. If you could have seen me right now, I was just kind of flailing my arms in the air like a complete dork. But yeah. We're on to episode number 26 right now. So let's talk about the present. We're going to go through and we're going to talk about a lot of things. I think my car is haunted. No, this is not the last episode. On the contrary of what the show name is, I will explain that later. It is a little bit of a downer and I apologize on that, but it is very appropriate. I wonder what a guy's doing with his car in traffic. My desk is a locker. Trust me, folks, I think it is. Oh, yeah, I'm asking for votes again, but it's not what you think. My butt is also toxic, and also, I just want to rock. Well, let's continue on with the show. I hope you all enjoy it.
Good night from the drinking. I don't want to hear it. You don't want to see me fall.
Well, folks, I think my car is haunted. On Friday, I'm getting ready to go to work. My wife has already left for work. I'm running a little bit late, but not too bad. If I kind of speed a little bit, I could still make a twerk on time. Kind of woohoo. But then again, I like driving fast, so it's not like it's a big deal for me. But I'm going through, and I get my stuff into my car. I put the keys into the ignition, do the turn, and the electrical all comes on. And just as I flip it over to try to turn it over, the whole car dies. I mean, instantly, just boom, gone. Kind of like a blackout almost. I mean, no warning, no nothing. So I try turning it and nothing's working. So I have to call my boss and kind of say, hey, look, I'm going to be a little bit late. I'm not sure how late, but it's going to be a while. I talk with my buddy Andrew, who I do chat buffet with, and I'm like, dude, this is what happened. He's like, that's odd because you just replaced your battery. I'm like, yeah, no kidding. I just replaced it. And all of a sudden, I mean, this was just a couple months ago I replaced it, and now this is happening. He's like, that is just weird. He's like, give AAA a call. Fortunately, I'm a member of AAA. My wife figured that since we have cars that are both either over 100,000 miles or coming up really close to 100,000 miles, we probably should have it just in case we break down. So I pull out my cell phone, brand new cell phone. Yay, I can actually do this without having to run back into the house. I pick up my cell phone and I start calling AAA, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the electrical comes on, the radio pops on, my windshield wipers start flipping and flopping, and I'm like, okay. So, woohoo, it started back up. I take off. I'm only running about 15 minutes late, which isn't too bad. And I made it to work on time. I had to call my boss again and say, I might be still just not as late as I thought it was, but I still might be late. I get into my office. No one's there yet. My boss comes in maybe 20 minutes after me. I'm like, hey, ignore my messages. I said, just honestly, if you hear my voice, erase it because I'm here. He looks at me. He's like, car problems? I'm like, yeah, my car's haunted. Well, it gets even worse. When I go down to get my car, and with the way my work is set up right now, they have to valet the cars because there's too many cars for the spots we have available. So you have to valet your car, which is a little bit of a like a convenience, like, ooh, wow, we get a valet. But yet at the same time, these guys aren't the brightest guys. I call down to get my car ready. I get down there and they're just kind of talking around. There's one guy yelling from the basement and I'm like, is he talking about my car? He's like, no, not your car. I'm like, green Jeep, right? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, that's my car. He's like, oh, well, he says the battery's dead. I'm like, no, the battery's not dead. Just something's wrong with it. So I go back down and the guy's like, dude, the car's dead. And I'm like, okay, first of all, this guy sounds like a car guy. So you kind of think he would, hey, maybe it's just the connection, which I later found out it was just the connection on this one, but it just gets creepier. So I go down, he's like, I tried turning your lights on and I tried doing this and I tried doing that. And I'm doing his accent pretty well, so I'm not stereotyping. Don't think I'm stereotyping just because I can. no, I don't stare. I'm not stereotyping. But this guy's like, dude, your car's dead. And there's nothing we can really do about it. Do you want me to try to get a jump? I'm like, hold on, let me just see if this thing will work. I pop the hood. I start playing with the connectors. All of a sudden, everything comes on. But the guy's already run off to get another car to jump me off of. So I start blaring my horn and revving the engine and everything so that they can hear it. Well, after I revved the engine one time, the RPMs went up, came down to right about 1,000, where it should normally idle, dipped down below, and then stalled. I'm like, my car never stalls. This is odd. So I start it back up again. It starts, and I pull out. Well, I'm getting ready to make a turn. It stalls again. I'm like, good Lord, what the hell's going on with my car? It's haunted. It wasn't doing this last night. It has never done this. I mean, then this is all of a sudden, boom, happening. And it's not Friday the 13th either, folks. I didn't fully understand what the heck is going on with this. And I'm not a car guy, so I don't know what I'm really looking at or anything. But I get up the ramp of our parking garage, and it stalls again. And I get out into the street, and for a couple of the stops, I was revving my engines. I was pretty much doing what's called a neutral drop, where you throw it into neutral, you rev the engine, and then you slam it back into gear. It's not great for the transmission, but in this situation, it was going to get me home. And after a while, it started working fine, no problems. But I had to do neutral drops for like half a mile, which is just kind of odd, namely when it's a Friday at work and just things were going weird anyway. Now my car's freaking haunted. Anyone know a good exorcist for automobiles?
Don't know what I'm thinking, just a good guess with your back against the wall. You don't care and I don't call.
Well, folks, this has not been the best of weeks in the Barely household. And I apologize, this segment is probably not going to be the most funny, but it is something that has been going on here this past week, and as some of you have heard me talk about it in a couple chat rooms and forum boards and Second Life, and it's come up every so often. I have had my dog, and her name was Toki. No, that's not a drug reference either. It was in reference to Tokyo. It was my ATM pin at the time when we got her. But we've had her since 1992. So 14 years. Well, my wife has recently been noticing some dramatic changes in her, and she says there's a specific smell that's not the Toki smell. It's just a different smell, and she thinks she might be sick. So on Monday, my wife took the dog to the vet, and we got the oh-so-great news. My dog has cancer, and it's pretty bad. And like I said, I've had the dog since 92. She has been with me since my second girlfriend, most of my college career, dating my wife, getting married, having the kid. I mean, she's been through all of that with me. So, I mean, that's a pretty significant chunk of my life that I've been with this dog. Well, yesterday, it came down to we just could not wait any longer. And I wanted to be there to be part of this, actually putting her down. So we went in yesterday, which was Saturday. We went in to the vet, and actually it was a good day for the dog. She was actually pretty happy most of the day, but throughout the week you kind of did see that she just wasn't comfortable anymore. So the reason why I've named this segment Barely Saying Goodbye is in reference to her. We put her down yesterday morning. For her, it was very painless. I was with her most of the time. I just couldn't see that final moment, so they sedated her. I held her. Once they came in to do the final thing, my wife said she would stay there with the dog and hold her, and I left. So the last that I knew, she was still alive. Last I saw her, she was still alive. She went down very peacefully, very calmly. We are going to have her ashes brought back, and we're going to also bury her with a couple of the other pets that we've lost in the past years, and none of them have ever been mine. My sister lost her cat. My folks lost their dog. So we have a nice little pet cemetery kind of going in the backyard of my folks' place. So that's where we're going to be putting her probably next summer, unless we do it this summer, which I don't know. The last dog we buried sat in the cabinet for 2 years. Boy, and I didn't think there was going to be a laughing part. And my sister's cat, who has been gone since 2000, is still waiting. So I don't know. It could be 2012 before I actually do that. But yeah, so I had to say goodbye to my dog this weekend that has just really been there through a lot of things with me. So that was also another reason why I got that Wednesday show out, was really just to, in case I couldn't, I was just having too bad of a weekend, that I could have that extra show out, that I would still somewhat be on an appropriate schedule. But I have been able to do it, so fortunately, I'm kind of pushing through it. I'm looking and seeing, remembering a lot and everything, but it's been kind of a good time. It's a bittersweet time. I'll just put it that way. It's a bittersweet time, but I am still able to put out a show and all that. Yeah, that's my first downer moment of the Barely Podcasting podcast. So sorry that you had to go through that, but I did want to fully explain why I have the title for my show as this. So, okay, now on to the funny. It's a big mess, you don't understand, and I can't make you try. It's all stress, and I guess I'll be getting lost in the sauce. Yeah, that's why I'm too drunk and I'm too high. On my way home from work the other day, I'm just driving along listening to podcasts like I normally do, and traffic slows down. I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever, this always happens. I mean, what's new? It's rush hour traffic. That means there's no rush. But I look over to the side of the road, and there's this kind of beat-up pickup truck that honestly looks like it could not go more than 50. Well, it's off to the side of the road. Hazards are on. I'm like, okay, maybe the car died. From behind the truck comes this guy. And I'm like, that's kind of odd. And then I begin to notice what he's doing. He's pulling up his fly. Well, where he was at was pretty much concrete all the way around. And you could kind of tell that the whole area was dry. So, for those of you who are thinking, oh yeah, hey, that's just a stupid observation of some guy taking a leak. No. It wasn't a guy taking a leak. And they were pretty beat up jeans that he was pulling up. Or, well, that he was pulling the fly up on. I don't know really what the guy was doing. I don't know if I really want to think about what the guy was doing. All I know is he wasn't taking a leak. So why would he have his pants unzipped? I mean, heck, I've noticed a couple times when I've been driving, I forget to, like, pull up the fly in the morning. But the only person who would ever see that would be my wife. And I'll notice it, and I'm like, ooh, and kind of just shift around and get the fly up while I'm driving. But I never have to go around to the other side of the car to do it. Unless this guy took a leak on his tires, which that's kind of gross anyway, but I don't know. Do I really want to know what this guy was doing? Let's go and have another fight. Someone's wrong, someone's right. You're my girl and I'm your guy. No more hanging up and hanging out. Drive more drinks, this love stinks. It hurts and hits and makes you Okay, cry. Speaking of going to the bathroom, lately, since all this construction was done in my area at work, I've begun to notice my area is becoming the holding area, or my desk is becoming the holding area for everyone going to the bathroom. They don't want to take their organizers into the bathroom. So what do? They put it on my stinking desk, even if I'm sitting there. It's like, wait a minute, you need to carry it. Why don't you take it in? This is my desk. I don't come over, drop things off at your desk that you don't have anything to do with to just walk away for a few minutes. No, take them in with you. You can put them in. There's this sink area, which is completely blocked off. I don't get it. Why do you need to put it on my desk? I'm going to start putting stuff up that says, if you're going to put things here, I'm going to have charge a $5 fee. I just find it completely, And they're not even asking if they can do it. They just, boom, drop it. And I think it's for me. So I stop what I'm doing. They're like, oh, no, you just need to go to the bathroom. It's like, jerk, take your stuff with you. Heck, I've even had a woman do, and she does this very routinely. Well, and she doesn't even work in my department. I don't even think she works on my floor. Come in, put her coffee on my desk to go to the bathroom. It's completely sealed. I mean, there's no way anything's going to get in there, lady. Take it in with you. Otherwise, don't go to the bathroom and carry it with you. When did my desk become a locker? I don't know. I think I should start charging a fee for people to store stuff at my desk. I just think that would probably be the best way to get it to stop. Yes, you can store your stuff at Barely's desk for $9.95 a minute. Oh, I'm wrong and you're right. I can't say the reason why. Just because your stuff is black. When we're old and when we're big, you just turn and walk away. Here in America, we're beginning to come up onto the midterm elections. And what that means is it's not an election year in which the president of the United States is being elected. So it's considered a mid-year, and those happen every other year. This is a midterm. In 2008, it's going to be a regular term, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, in Illinois, we have our governor is up for re-election. I don't like our governor. I think he looks like a monkey. He's a trained monkey. And we elected him to office. I mean, don't get me started. But I promise, this is not going to be a political one. The woman who's going against him is a dumb broad. I mean, she is just dumber than bricks. And she just doesn't get it. So you have Bobo the monkey and a dumb broad. Really, I want to make sure that things go well in this state, at least, in Illinois. I mean, I love my state. I was born and primarily raised here. So I'm throwing my hat into the ring. I say, let's do a write-in campaign, folks. Everyone in Illinois, heck, anyone anywhere in the world, if you can do a write-in vote for anything, I usually do it when there's someone going unopposed. But yeah, write in. Barely Podcasting. Barely from Barely Podcasting. Write me in for any election that's going on completely unopposed. If there's a guy who's running for county commissioner and he's unopposed, write me in as his opponent. If you don't like either candidate, write me in as the third party. I found out I had three votes for county coroner a few years ago. the guy was running unopposed. I wrote myself down. My wife wrote me down. And then friends of ours who live a little bit further south wrote me in. So I was like, hey, I got three votes. I'm hoping sometime my name will actually have to be posted saying, yes, this person received at least a percent of the vote, not just one vote or something. So, yeah, hey, wherever you're at, write me in if you just don't like the candidates or the person's going to be completely unopposed. At least make it a little bit of fun for yourself, folks. And you never know. There could be a podcaster being the county coroner. Isn't that kind of freaky? Yeah, it's a good night for my drinking. I don't want to hear it. You don't want to see me fall. You don't know what I'm thinking. Just a good guess. Put your back against the wall. Okay, folks, just moments ago, I had to come down and record this. My little girl and my wife and I were upstairs watching TV and kind of just doing, you know, the normal everyday Sunday afternoon kind of stuff. And my little girl comes up to me and is like, Daddy, milk. Or as she says it, moke. I'm like, you want some more milk? Yeah! And she hands me her cup and then runs off to the sink. Well, I get over there and I pull the milk out and open the lid to her cup. And, you know, do the normal thing. You pour the milk in. Just as I'm about to be done, I get a little rumble in the tummy. And my little girl is standing right behind me. She's tapping the back of my leg. Her face is nose level with my butt. I think you can see where I'm heading from here. The rumble in the tummy became the rumble out the rear, right into her face. And she stood there. She's like, Daddy, ew. My wife is like, honey, what's wrong? And she's like, Daddy, ew. And she, my wife is like, what is she referring to? And I'm starting to chuckle, and I'm like, I think I just kind of dude it in her face. My wife is like, oh, honey, come here. You got to get, I need to detoxify you from Daddy's butt. That's an expression I never thought I would ever hear. I guess my butt is toxic.
Barely's time in Japan. No wonder they call us ugly Americans.
Well, one of my first weeks while I was in Japan, there was a street festival that was near the apartment that we were gonna live in, but yet wasn't built yet. So we go to the street festival, and we're walking around and doing all these kind of interesting things. I mean, kind of seeing what the culture is a little bit, kind of seeing what I'm going to have to deal with. At the point, I thought it was only 3 years. Later turned out to be 4 years, but we were happy about the extension. We wanted the extension. We were actually pulling for another extension so that we would have been there 5, but that didn't happen. At the time, we're walking around and just kind of taking in everything, seeing what people are like, how people interact with each other. All that kind of interesting stuff. My folks decide that they're going to expose us to some of the Japanese cuisine. Some of the Japanese cuisine is actually really good. I mean, there's stuff that I still miss today that you can only find at specialty stores. But there's other stuff that, oh my God, I am so glad I never have to eat it again. We're walking around and we find this booth that has what looks like little pastries in it. My folks buy some. It was 2 balls. And you could kind of see that there was like a dough in there. And there were some vegetables in there. That's all we could kind of figure out. And the pastry was, well, the breading was, not really breading, but the dough of it was very light. And it was very concealing. Well, one thing that we didn't know was in there was squid. Not calamari. Squid. Very different. Well, I take my bite, because my folks, what they gave us was a thing with 2 balls of this dough stuff. I take one, I take a bite out of it, and I'm gagging. I mean, instantly, it just, something did not sit right with me right from the get-go, and I'm like, ugh, ugh, ugh. My sister, who is almost to the day 3 years younger than me, she let loose. She found a sewer grate and was laying on top of it, folks. Oh, boy. Yeah, it was. And we didn't realize what was in it at the time. I mean, we just thought, okay, why did this reaction happen? And it happened to both of us. My folks ate it without any problem. My sister and I, the other story. A couple days later, we go on this tour. We were doing a lot of tours initially when we first got there, just to kind of get the lay of the land and do all that kind of history stuff and everything. We go to Asakusa Temple. This is an area that really kind of represents the old Tokyo, really what Tokyo was like pre-World War II. And the reason why that is such a specific date is the United States did a lot of firebombing in Japan during World War II, which leveled the whole place. A lot of the materials was made out of kind of a rice papery thing as wall dividers almost between rooms and wood. So you had a lot of combustible material that when these firebombs came in, they would just level huge chunks of the city. So whenever you refer to old Tokyo, you're always referring pre-World War II. So this is an area, the Asakusa area of Tokyo, represents a lot of what old Tokyo used to be. And there's also a very, very large temple there. And within the temple grounds, when we were on a tour and we're kind of walking around, it's like, oh, this is kind of neat. I mean, there's little stores here and there and get to try little things. And we're actually in a candy store where it looks like they're making almost like Twinkies, but chocolate filled. And so I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be great. And I order one. I mean, just right away, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to have one of those. Those look good. I'm going to have one. I bit into it and had one of the worst tasting experiences I'd ever had, and that includes the one I had a couple days ago with the squid. This was bean curd. It wasn't chocolate. It was bean curd. And when you're expecting a nice big slab of just like gooey chocolate and you get bean curd, oh, that was bad. And I took a bite and I'm trying to be all smiles. I handed it to my mother. My father was working at the time. And she's like, how is it? And I give her the thumbs up, but I'm really kind of like crying inside like, no, this is the worst thing ever. She takes a bite and she's like, oh, I'm like, gotcha. That's for the squid. So, yeah, if you ever go over there, you have to make sure you know what you're eating. Things don't look right. But you can also have a lot of fun with foreigners, too. If you're going over there with someone who doesn't know these things, you could play lots of tricks on them. Earlier this week, we had one of the like big wigs from our corporate center, which is overseas. I work in the North American headquarters, not the world headquarters of my company, which is large worldwide, blah, blah, blah. But we had pretty much the person who heads up my department worldwide over to see a few people. She actually talked with me for a little bit. Of course, I didn't have much to contribute. I'm like, yeah, well, I'll do my job. But when she initially walked in, she came in early, which none of us expected. So this threw everybody in my department off guard. So we're kind of just doing our normal early morning thing where you kind of goof around a little bit and you have a little bit of fun, but yet at the same time, you're still working and being serious. And when she walks in, again, early, we're not expecting her. She walks into my department and my iPod's going where it's a little bit louder than it normally would have been. It was the morning. We were all kind of playing battle of the iPods and kind of outdoing each other without not outdoing each other, doing it really subtly. It's just kind of a little fun thing that we're doing. Well, my iPod is playing Twisted Sisters, I Wanna Rock, just as she walks in. And, I mean, again, she's a bigwig. And here, I have Twisted Sister just kind of being loud enough that I know she could hear it. I know she could recognize what it was. I'm like, oh, boy, please be cool. I think she was. She made no mention of it. But yet at the same time, you just kind of sink in your chair. It's like, oh, God, that's just not good. I found out later she was going into a meeting with my boss. He hasn't said anything, fortunately. But, oh, boy, just my luck. I just happened to have that song going and boom, she walks in. yeah. I think I'm going to say, I want a job. So please don't fire me just because I want to rock too. Good night from the drinking. I don't want to hear it. You don't want to see me. My review this week is mostly news. This is a quick overview of what's going on in roughly a week in the news. Not all that much in-depth detail that you really don't need. And a lot of it is so much repeated stuff. If you read it once, you can read it 100 times. But what Charles from Mostly News does is he goes through, gives you kind of a quick overview of what's going on, and then moves on to the next topic. It could be called news for ADD people because it's quick, it's concise, and it's on to the next one. Also, what he does is if you write into him, he will give you the weather for the next few days. You can go anywhere in the world with what he already has on his list and kind of have a good idea what the weather's going to be like. So it's actually really kind of neat to kind of hear how the weather is hitting all over the world. Also, Charles puts in a good song. You always write at the end, and it just kind of wraps up the whole thing. So you get your quick news, you get your quick weather, you get a song, and you're out. It's nothing that's going to take up a lot of time. And news, I mean, that honestly can be really boring. And Charles does a fantastic job at not making it boring. So I know this is a quick review, but in light of Mostly News, which gives you your news quick, I'm making it a quick review. So, yeah, check out Charles at Mostly News. I mean, it's another excellent podcast. And it keeps you up to date, too. It's actually one that's productive. And you can find his website at www.mostlynews.net. And if you're a first-time listener, drop them an email. Say that Barely Podcasting Podcast sent you over.
Hi, everybody. This is Charles Katenhead of Mostly News at mostlynews.net. Mostly News is a 10 to 15-minute newscast covering important news stories that may not get a lot of time in conventional press. I also include a glance at the weather for cities and hometowns around the world. I wrap up the show with music from an up-and-coming pod-safe musician or band. Frozen Soldier. This is from the Dallas Morning News. Two climbers discovered a frozen body believed to be a World War II airman in the Sierra Nevada.
British man shakes off HIV virus. From the BBC News.
No, he didn't.
Lost contact with 21-member climbing team on Wednesday.
Las Vegas from Ontario, Canada, won a lifetime pass to ride free on the Las Vegas. Partly cloudy with highs around negative 12 Celsius. 10 degrees Fahrenheit. That's cold. Bundle up, pod dog. Mostly news. Enough news so you don't sound like a dummy around the water cooler. You can listen to Mostly News at mostlynews.net.
Well, folks, I think that's going to wrap it up for me today. I know I went long today, but there was a lot that did go into this episode, so I appreciate you hanging around. Sorry about the downer segment, but not everything is peachy, folks. Occasionally, to keep everything peachy, you got to go through some of the bad stuff. So I appreciate you kind of hanging around through that. But yeah, I'm just going to go and hit right into kind of wrapping things up. I do have no voicemail this week, but I do have an email. This is from Dan from Life on Tap. Said, I'm a new listener now for the past couple episodes. I was actually turned on to your podcast by Stephen Marine from the Wicked Good podcast, who in turn inspired me to start my own show with my girlfriend. First of all, thanks for the bonus episode. I'm sure my fellow listeners feel the same way. Double your pleasure, double your fun, like that. I love your show since it's so easy to listen to. Story about this daughter scolding you was hilarious. As far as the girls' night out thing, I think a Def Leppard Journey concert should override such petty sentiments. I mean, it's two quality bands from the 80s who always give 110% on stage and rock at their shows. Just my two cents. The Japan stories are great too. Lastly, you have one of the most intoxicating laughs in the pod airwaves. I just start losing it every time it happens. Keep up the great work. We'll be listening. And that's from Dan on Tap. Well, and that was Dan's message, and I appreciate the email, Dan. As for the girls' night out thing, I have comments on that a little bit later. There's a few that kind of all mention the same thing. I appreciate on the Japan stories. Really, it takes a lot of effort for me to go back and remember and kind of pull out a lot of notes from what I did back then. I mean, we're talking nearly 20 years. And please do not use what I'm saying as advice on what is current. Again, this is 20 years ago, so I haven't been back and I want to get back, but I haven't been back yet. You'll have to just remember these are 20 years old and it was also by a dumb foreigner who was over there being stupid half the time. And I appreciate the comment on the laugh. I have gotten so many comments that my laugh is intoxicating, and I just think it's kind of a dorky laugh. But hey, if everyone thinks it's intoxicating and it's contagious and stuff like that, hey, all the more power to, I guess, me, and then you, because you're listening to me intoxicating you with my dorky laugh. Okay, now here, let's move on to my next message. And this is actually an audio comment that was sent in from Dan and CJ from the Live Long and Prosper podcast.
Hey, Barely, this is Dan over at the Love Long and Prosper podcast. I was just listening to your most recent episode where you're talking about being scolded by your daughter and then later not being allowed to go to the concert because it's girls' night out. And I was just, you know, calling to tell you, dude, grow a pair. Don't let the women in your life rule you.
You need to get in here and help me clean the kitchen.
Okay.
Stop
the computer
now.
Okay. Talk to you later. Bye.
And Dan, yeah, I'm going to follow your advice on that one. Uh-huh. I know the voice that CJ had. And as a married man, I also know the tone of voice change that you had, too. So, yeah, I'm going to kind of follow the advice more along the second line. I loved it, though. Again, that's from the Live Long and Prosper podcast. We don't have any voicemails this week. We had a couple of my chingos. Actually, one from John. So, John, I appreciate that. If you want to hear that, check out the website. I mean, you could just click on listen here, and boom, you can hear my jingo. Also, got one from Corby from the Twisted Pickle, but it was blank. I don't know if he's getting revenge because I realized that a few nights ago I had a little bit too much to drink and started drunk my chingoing people and drunk dialing people. I still don't know half of what I was saying on some of those things. I'm just realizing some of the shows that I accidentally called. So, yeah, I'm actually finding it funny to hear what I said, and I'm just, like, being a complete and utter moron on some of these messages. Also, got a new person onto the Frapper map. That's right, the Frapper map is someone is actually showing a little bit of activity. And who might it be, you ask? This is really cool. It is Red Boy from Bloomington, Illinois, saying greetings from the cornfields. Red Boy, greetings from the other side of the cornfields. I think it is straight cornfields from me to you. So, yeah, he's at the other end of my cornfields. So, yeah, anyway, Red Boy, thank you for signing up. I appreciate it. The music you've been listening to in this episode is from the band called the Super Suckers. And the song is called A Good Night for Drinking. And now I know probably everyone, when they first started listening to this episode, were kind of like, what the heck is this? That's right. I've got a new intro. And this is one I think I'm going to hold on to. Andrew, who I do Chat Buffet with, came up with this brand new intro, and he's been kind of teasing me with it. It's like, oh, I got this great thing. I got this great thing. Finally sent it to me. And oh my God, I love this thing. It is great. He used the same song that Erica used at the end, and it just flows through and just picks up everything perfectly. So, Andrew from Chat Buffet, thank you. I definitely appreciate it. And now you hear kind of the whole new evolution of the Barely Podcasting Podcast. Think back, 5 episodes. It was totally different. Totally different. You think back half of the lifetime of this show. Completely and utterly different. So I'm an evolving podcast, folks. I don't know. Could I over-evolve? I don't have to de-evolve. Well, I'll let you guys ponder that. And until next time, I will see you later. Thanks for downloading. And you can reach me at www.barelypodcasting.com, which is the website. Drop me an email at barely@barelypodcasting.com. Or you can leave me a voicemail at 206-666-2660. And remember, if you're drunk dialing, hey, give me a call. I've never been drunk dialed before that I know of. So, I will talk to you later, folks, and have a good week. How the hell can I do any work with this?